Meet the Kennedys at Lasseter's, hole at the waterhole. A cup of tea at Harold Sonia's nursery for a stroll. It's time to neighbors. CJ, Kate, and Vaya. Let's get the neighbors.
Welcome to Neighbors. Okay, it's CJ. Another week of me going rogue without Vaya. So I'm doing a bit of a couch pod, and I've got a special guest, Linley, otherwise known as
Plain Jane Superbrain fan page,
is here on my couch. Oh, so my comfy. God. We're really glad to have you back.
Oh, thank you.
And you came back and you spoke to us after the Renaissance.
Yes.
But you've been a fan for a long time. We went through that last time. So more of the Renaissance has happened since. Mm-hmm. What's your general vibes going on?
I mean, I'm liking it a lot more.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good vibe.
Yep.
Kind of confused while the characters are dropping off.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of movement.
Yeah. And I feel like we were jokingly saying on the couch before, everyone must have got sick.
Yeah. Well, so we get a much-loved character come back this week.
Yes.
And we'll get into it later. But she, like, is not visibly, but, like, obviously unwell.
No.
So I wonder
if she's just gone sees later to the rest of the cast.
Do you reckon – or maybe they've got like – you know like when Mono goes around to school because they're all pashing?
Or like Nits, yeah. Like head lice, everyone gets it.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if Nits went around Neighbours? Oh, my God.
That could be a cute little storyline.
But the characters are dropping off. So obviously we've had David die since you've been
on. Horrible. That was horrible.
What storylines have like impacted you the most?
I watched David's death in the nightclub.
Oh, God.
And it was like 2 a.m. And I said to my friend, I have to watch Neighbours. And she was like, okay, got to do what you got to do. So I'm pretty sure LMFAO Shots was playing in the background.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was listening to David's death.
So like with your headphones on?
Yep.
Right. And you were like watching – so you were watching that phone – David goodbye message like on your phone.
Yep.
Oh, that's
so it
weird.
Felt real. But I had other people.
Yep.
And like young people. And they were like, oh my God, we know what you're watching.
Oh.
Yeah. So like I had a crowd of people just start watching my phone.
That's really wonderful.
Yeah. And it was Billboards.
Billboards?
Yeah. Billboards nightclub.
I didn't know Billboards. Have they had a renaissance?
I think so.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Did they close? I feel like they closed.
I believe they did. I'm not a, you know.
And then we're just like, no, we're back.
Yeah.
We're back.
Okay. And I, like so I watched David's death there.
Yep.
Pretty emotional.
And so did you save it for the club?
No, I forgot about it.
Oh, God.
I forgot that it was happening.
Yeah.
And like.
Pretty hard to forget considering it had been on every television for months and months that he was going to die.
I know. But like in my head, I went out that night, forgot. And then halfway through the night, like drunk Linley, I should have been like, oh, my God. David's dying, and just thought that there would be the most appropriate time. I then rewatched it, and I was like, why would I do this to myself?
At least you were with people.
At least I was supported, you know, and like drunk support is the best support.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, I had to watch Krista lose her baby more than once, which is
– That was honestly
horrific.
so traumatic, but so well written. And so well performed.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't watch that one in the club, so I watched that one at home.
I'm glad that you didn't watch that one in the club. Or the Krista. Oh. She's a fan of the club.
We need to hit up the clubs.
Would be fun to go to the club with her.
I feel like, she knows people.
Yeah. And you've got some news?
Yes. So for all the wonderful like British UK listeners, I'm actually coming to London.
Yes, and you're going to the show.
Yes, I'm going to London, baby. I hope that sounds like a good British accent.
It sounded good to me.
London.
Is the London show like the last show? I haven't really – so I've got FOMO because I can't go.
I know.
But I must say like going and going to that show and like being with the Neighbours community in London was so nice.
I'm so excited. So London's not the last show.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember what the last show is. I think London's like 3 days before.
Yeah. I think originally in the last show that's because they did two London because they did one in the middle and like one at the end. I went to the middle one, yeah.
See, I was kind of like I'm going over there. I need a holiday anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The other places were kind of nowhere that I wanted to holiday. So I was like as in go sightsee.
Yeah.
But where the London Palladium is, you know, you've got Big Ben and
yeah,
all
yeah.
those, and mate, Buckingham Palace. And
yeah, and there's like a Nike store nearby and stuff. I bought a tracksuit.
It's the key things, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you
like,
buy
it. It's not like we've got a Nike store over here.
No, I mean.
And it feels cheaper over there because
it's a third of the price.
Yeah.
But it's so three it's like times the amount.
Girl math.
Yeah, it's girl math all the way. And you can go to a pub and get fish and chips.
I know.
And, yeah.
There has to be like a meetup somehow.
Oh, you must do that.
Yeah.
That was definitely – I've said it a few times tonight, but like the highlights of my trips were definitely the meetup
yeah.
and the meet and greet.
Yeah.
But also going to the show with Laura Jane.
Yes.
Was just to just be there with someone and going, and it just, I don't know, it was just so nice.
I am excited, and this is my first time out of Australia.
Oh, and what a trip.
I know. And it's near my – so I'm. It's like a birthday trip as well because I'm a Feb baby.
Yes.
So my birthday is 15th of Feb. I'll
and
go
it's
to.
It's going to be cold. Yeah,
I know.
And I'm a Feb adult.
You're still a baby.
I'm still a baby.
You're just a little baby.
That's a good accent.
Thanks.
But I love going overseas for my birthday because here it is so hot
yeah,
for our birthday.
No,
it's so hot.
Like people, I feel like people underestimate yeah. how hot it is.
Mm.
But like when I go out, it's like singlet. And shorts on my birthday.
And then, like, you'll have a storm.
Yes.
Like, pretty much all of my birthdays, it's 41 degrees.
And then
and
storm.
Then, and then a yeah. storm. There's no good. Like, no. It's just all awful. And so, but you're going to go and, like, there might be snow and stuff.
I know. I'm so excited. So, yeah, no, I'm planning to – I'm just so excited to go to London and, like, meet the Neighbours fan base over there.
Yeah.
And I'm also excited to try, like, some – I've been told by some of my British friends, like, to try some British snacks.
Yep.
But I'm also going to pack some Aussie snacks. So, if there is a meetup, I might have to bring some Tim Tams over.
Oh, Tim Tams, you should definitely yeah. do that. And I don't know when Easter is next year, but they've got, like – I had – this is a bit off
no,
off the Neighbours track. But
no, do it.
I got like white chocolate Cadbury cream eggs.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. And they'll have them like oh, in the shops then, yeah, won't
no.
they?
No, well, see, my roommate's British and she's like, you need to try Percy Pigs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which has been talked about. And I told her and she was like, when you go, you need to try some.
I don't eat much sugar and I still eat them.
Yeah, apparently they're like – yeah, to die for. But I'm really, really excited to go.
Yeah. Even and the supermarkets are fun there. I don't even know. But yeah, I'm going to be there over Christmas. So I don't get to go. I mean, boo me. I get to go to London for Christmas.
Just wrong time. It was like you timed it, but just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I have been known to jump a plane. So you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You might pop over.
Yeah. I don't know if there'd be any tickets left though because I'm hearing that's pretty hard to get a ticket.
Yeah, it was a fight.
And
I went on the website and apparently the UK one crashed and the Australian one obviously didn't.
Because you haven't booked a flight, have you?
Nope.
No, haven't done that yet.
I've got a ticket. That's all I've got.
Yeah.
That's
you've got
my goals.
Ticket to ride.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what?
You're going to
get. Just go fund me.
You're going to get to the airport and be like, here is my London Palladium ticket. Is that not all I need to get on
like
this plane?
Like I'm going to the London Palladium?
Yeah.
It's kind of I'm a big deal.
Yeah. Like, Plain Jane Superbrain. You know
she's
her.
She's a big deal.
Yeah.
And then someone said to me, imagine if you're on the same plane as them.
Yeah. This is just basically not the Neighbours podcast anymore.
No,
anyway,
this is just our show.
This is just us.
This is just our couch talk.
Couch talk. Oh, Bea loves a couch pod. She's going to be disappointed. She's
missed out.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, but Bea.
My recorder only has two channels, so we can't have
this
a
third. This is, yeah.
But I told my son tonight that I went interstate to watch a football game and then I flew home with the players. And he said, you can do that. And I'm like, well, you can't like purposely
have a separate
do it.
Plane.
But, like, sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
And when we went to the Logies, I was on the plane with, like, Pia Miranda.
Stop.
And on
big, the – Big, big icon as well, if people don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Looking for Ella Brandy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big.
And I know she's done other things, but she's
no,
always –
No, but sorry, but Josie.
Yeah. And the – yeah, so –
This is just
– You never know. You could be.
Oh, no, and I was just kind of like, I doubt it because, like, I'm looking at going – at least a week before so I can do some more sightseeing.
Well, they're going to need beauty sleep. They'll have to go before too.
Oh, who knows? I could be sitting next to if Harold goes. He might be falling asleep on my shoulder. I'll pack extra Tim Tams.
Now, just let's talk about what's available in the supermarket at any country.
Do you know what? Whenever I talk, and I know there's British watchers, or listeners, sorry, not watchers, listeners, I every time I say the word no.
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 Like, I know.
No. You're from Queensland, though, where no
mine's comes from. Like, if people don't understand, Australia's accent is so crazy.
Mm.
Like, each state's got their own. And if you can't hear the difference between me and CJ, mine is so nasally because that's so Queenslander. So if you want a good person to say no, you've got the right one.
Yeah, you do. My friend who lives in Queensland but is from Canada, she asked me, hey, do you say no? And I said, I don't know because if you ask me to say it, I'll go no. Yeah. But I don't know. And I said, maybe listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I do it there. And so she jumped on and she had a listen and she couldn't tell Bea, Kate and I apart.
I love that.
And then she asked if we were all from different places because she thought our accents were all different. Oh. I'm like, no, we're all from Melbourne.
No, see, when I moved down to Melbourne, I was like, wow, you poshies. I thought you were so fancy.
Oh, that, I like that. I bet we really like that.
Queensland though, so yeah.
Where was it again that you were from?
Logan.
Sorry. We actually had got together to talk about roughly a week and a half of Neighbours.
Yeah.
So it is Wednesday, April the 24th right now.
Yes.
And so it's the day before Anzac Day. I don't know if Neighbours is on tomorrow.
I feel like it is.
Yeah. Starting on 9024,
mm-hmm.
We started that episode, that Monday, the 15th of April, with Carl wearing compression gear.
I – no words.
Now, I am 42, I believe. And
we'll drop it down to 40.
Yeah, I said that to someone this week and I felt like I was lying.
No, just say you're 40.
I'm in my 40s.
Yeah.
Early 40s.
Early 40s.
So I've worn a few compression gears mm-hmm. in my time and I didn't react like I was constipated.
No.
It's weird. And like Kim Kardashian has popularized.
Oh, Skims.
Skims. So like everyone wears this now.
I'm in my early 20s.
There you go.
And I've put, like, I wear Skims.
Exactly.
And I have never felt discomfort the way that man has.
It was like he had a rash.
I felt like there was something going on with him.
Yeah.
But
they did look, like, different to other ones, though.
Wouldn't it be funny if they put him in Skims and he did, like, a Skims?
Well, funny because they have a men's range now.
No, I know, but that's what I mean. And imagine like if Dr. Carl's like, I'm wearing Skims. Well,
she got athletes to do it. Why not Dr. Carl?
Why not Dr. Carl?
Because he had to react like that. And no one reacts like that to Skims because they're comfortable.
And I feel like all the women in the scene were kind of like, why is this dude reacting the way he is?
Yeah. It was
like, we wear them 24/7, get over it.
Yeah. Like literally to work, like almost every day.
Yeah. I feel like we shouldn't have to feel like we have to wear them.
No.
And he was literally, getting a photo shoulder up? Calm down.
But also, like, wearing them for a photo shoot seems more reasonable than me wearing them to my office where I'm going to be on Zoom all day, which is less than the photo shoot he was taking. Oh, my gosh.
And the photographer was a bit
Oh, she did not want to be told what to do, which I don't blame her because, like, I imagine that being a photographer, most people, it's like being a writer or being anything else. Mm. People are like, I've done that. I wrote an assignment in year 9.
I know what to do.
Yeah.
I take photos.
I've got a phone.
I know how to take a good photo.
Yeah. And he was going to play with the lighting.
Oh, that got me.
Yeah. I thought it was. So he was going to like mansplain photography to her.
As men do. Tell a woman how to do her job, apparently.
So this compression wear business is just to carry on from like his glow up.
Yeah.
And
it's like he's had an instant rise in fame.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like he's on a billboard. Oh,
that's big news.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if your workplace, because you work at a local place.
Yeah.
Imagine if they popped you on a billboard.
I would be like standing there and handing out like money for people to pay me to get a photo of me with a billboard.
Yeah.
And going, that's me.
Yeah. I mean, it could happen to you. You never know.
Just a billboard in the CBD somewhere of my face.
Yeah. Just providing service.
For Woolworths.
Yeah. So Carl is wearing compression care.
Yeah.
Krista's come back to work.
Yes.
And I know that it's a choice that they're making. She still looks pregnant.
Yeah.
Which I believe, like, that's probably the case. Like, it's a realistic thing. And I don't know, because it's hard for me to tell, because, like, how the weight I was when I got pregnant wasn't much different from having babies. So I don't know. But, like, someone like Chris, I think her body essentially, from what I can understand, like, her body's in a trauma.
Yes.
So it would have a trauma reaction regardless of how physical, like, how that represents. But it also just reminds us of, like, what she's just, as a viewer, what she's just been through, I think.
I don't know, because obviously I have not birthed a child.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what your body looks like afterwards. But for someone that has not had a child and has watched, obviously, Krista's miscarriage.
Yeah.
From like my point of view, I could understand, she was still pregnant and that her body was healing from that. And it actually made me kind of go, that does happen. But it's for someone like that hasn't had a baby. Like, I don't know that kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, how am I meant to know that? So it was actually nice learning that.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a learning curve for me with that.
And I think because the Emma who'd written it had lived experience, so I think things are probably right on pitch for the whole storyline.
And I loved that they followed her story and let her write that.
Yeah, which is good. I hope she was able to debrief with someone about that. But
100%.
So she's come back to work. And when you say, like, you don't know what someone looks like, mostly people don't put on, like, a tight outfit and go back to work.
I was going to say it was quite tight.
Yes. So
I would just be, like, in a 90.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's – I mean, I was wearing a 90 for, like, a good 8 months.
Yeah.
But I'm reminded the other day because, we all get Facebook memories.
Oh, God.
And Kate shared a memory on the Nabubs group chat about how, like, 9 days after she had a baby, her and Vaya went on the radio together.
You know what? Women can do anything. They can. Since the Barbie movie.
Yeah. What are we made for?
Literally.
Everything.
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 Everything. Throw something at us. We can do it.
And then Vaya reminded her they also hosted the red carpet at the podcast awards, like, when that baby was, like, 2 weeks old or something.
Good on him.
And I think she even, like, had the baby, like, wearing the baby for, like, a considerable amount of that. I was out of the country or something. But, like, amazing.
You know what, though? A baby will always draw people to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want to see how cute the baby is.
Yeah. And so – but that's not the case for Krista, because she didn't get to keep the baby. No. She? Anyway, very sad. She comes back to work. Yes. And not a moment's rest, because Chelsea's still there being a bee.
So many issues with that girl.
And don't you think, like, Chelsea is just, like, everyone's got that person at their workplace some way?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, like, she just plays Chelsea so well.
Yeah. She so well.
Like, insanely well that it makes me want to hate her.
Mm.
And I kind of feel like that's obviously how we feel about Paul most of the time. But now we've got that.
I don't.
I know you don't. I know you love him.
I do.
We were talking about little man crushes as well.
Yeah. It's
my love for Byron.
He's, I don't know where, he is, he's like a, I don't know. I don't know.
Me and Bay were talking about, just met, and I was just like, Byron.
The thing I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
I think you are older than Sadie, but not a dissimilar age. We don't know how old Sadie is, right?
No.
But, like, I'd put you guys in a similar category, like, box. You're in the same box.
Same box.
And do you think, because I feel like Beck and I, a few weeks back, Vaya and Kate, I know, we all feel a bit weird about Byron and Sadie because we reckon he's at least 28.
Maybe 34. Think he's that old.
34 has been thrown out there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See, I personally don't think he's that old.
Okay.
I would say 24, 25.
Well, he did a whole law degree and then didn't like that job.
But, like,
so that's like five years of uni.
If we're doing the proper age, Nicolette's older than Byron.
Yes. Right?
Nicolette had been said in the show, I'm pretty sure she's near her 30s, late 20s, right?
Oh, my God. She's been through a bit for that age, hasn't she?
So, bit of trauma. Imagine and if she
sold a baby.
if anyone's forgotten.
Yeah.
And if we're like, if I look at Jane, mm-hmm. she seems to be similar age to my parents.
Okay. Okay.
So me and my sister's 27, I'm 22. So I'm thinking Byron's in the middle of that.
Okay. And do you think Sadie's 20?
I would say because I'm 22.
Yeah.
So 21.
Oh, that's right. I don't know about you, but
I'm feeling 22. Yeah. We're Taylor girls.
Yep. I'm wearing my Taylor jumper.
She actually is. It's really cute. but no, I would think Sadie's maybe a year younger than me. Maybe 2 years younger, maybe 20.
Yeah.
But don't forget like the whole jump in the show. So.
Yeah. It's
I feel like he would be in the middle. And okay. I would tap that.
Well, I mean, you've made that very clear that you would. But, okay, so if he was 25 and she was feeling 22.
That's fine.
That's fine. But if she's 19 and he's 34.
Who said he was 34?
I don't know. Maybe it was Beck. I can't remember. I shouldn't say that. I need to talk. She's out of the country. I shouldn't be like.
I need to talk to this person.
So,
jumped it.
Yeah, we did. But that's okay. Like, we just got vibes.
This is
vibes.
We're vibing.
Podcast. We're vibing. Anyway, so Krista is back at work and she really wants to know what happened with the sauna and yeah. the IT guy who Chelsea just
banging
last week, like just, last Friday. Yeah. She's doing anything she can to like not let them be in the same room because this guy, he's walking around like a little puppy obsessed with Chelsea, but he's really smart because he's like, oh, do you not really want to be with me?
Mm-hmm.
Because Krista really wants to know what happens and she seems like a nice lady.
Yep. I reckon this is all going to fall to pieces in the next couple of weeks. I reckon he's going to come clean because he does seem like he's got his head screwed on. He's not just there for the root.
No. He wants a relationship with Chelsea, but she's not going to give it to him, right?
Because she wants Paul for his
money. And his
money.
Stump.
And he's
and maybe his
obviously
baby.
He's good stump.
Yeah, he's got a. I mean, his stump is
apparently his stump is well known to the street,
and like he's got a virile stump.
Yeah.
So you know,
and if every lady wants his stump, then that's fine.
He's had form. Have him and Susan ever been together?
I was thinking about this. I just had this thought. I don't. Oh, in the sort in there's did they kiss?
I don't know because they worked together in the newspaper like when you were probably like in primary school.
No, I remember that. Yeah, okay. I was in primary school.
Yep, there you go.
Primary school, primary.
I think Faye was like an extra then. But anyway.
Love that.
And they worked together. They've got like a mutual deep respect, but I don't know if there's anything.
But like I always get weirded out that him and Jane were together and now they're grandparents.
Yeah. Yeah, they
People
are.
Forget about that. Yeah. And I'm like, they slept with each other.
Yeah, they did.
She fell for the stump.
And Melanie and him did.
Yes.
They've all
fallen for it.
Yeah.
There must be something magical.
Yeah. And it's not just the money. but Chelsea, so now she's launched this like affair with the IT guy.
I'm excited.
And they're like feeding each other strawberries or something.
Mm-hmm.
In a cozy lives crisis.
Is that what life is like at that age?
No, because like acid. She's I don't know.
There could be needles in the strawberries.
Oh my god! Is that from like Logan?
We had that.
Oh, I remember Vaya. I posted in like another chat group of like people we went to school with.
Mm.
I said I just ate a punnet of strawberries to support the farmers.
Oh my god!
And Vaya posted in like Neighbours Council, like if anyone wants to know what CJ's really like. This is her. Yeah, that was like a – I reckon that was from – there was definitely Queensland.
We had one at our shop that I worked at.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, I was watching – sorry. Yeah, a needle person in our shop putting needles in the strawberries.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was actually in Queensland as well.
Oh, that's awful.
But, yeah, no, feeding them –
You know who do that? Chelsea.
Chelsea would.
Chelsea.
She's the type of person.
Speaking of needles and leaving things, she goes and gets drugs.
They don't
say what they are, but she goes and puts them.
Just some sort of drugs.
Yeah. Oxycodone or something. And puts it like, just says, oh, but like announces it.
Oh, hey, girl.
hey.
Just want to let you know I've got drugs.
Yeah. I know that you're mentally like, not that
mentally
great.
Mentally not there.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave them in front of you. Good
yeah.
luck.
Yeah. You still look pregnant. Your baby's dead.
Yeah.
So here's some drugs.
Yeah. I'm sure you can cope. Yeah.
Yeah. I you're need to good? Tell you about it though because.
I feel like you should know.
Yeah. And oh my God. She has killed her baby.
I know.
And now she's like.
She's giving her drugs.
Yeah.
Is she trying to kill her?
I don't know. And like the thing
she's
is.
She's trying to make her go loopy.
She is trying to make. But Paul doesn't even want to be with her. Like they're just. They've got like a relation. No, it's like Paul it's and like, Krista.
Oh, yeah.
And why does Chelsea care whether Paul likes his son's girlfriend?
And I love that they've got that beautiful relationship now.
Yeah, it's so much better than where it used to be.
Where it was.
Yeah.
Chelsea's like a playboy bunny trying to hang on to Hugh Hefner.
Yes.
And it's just not happening.
No, it's not. But also like Hugh Hefner, no, Paul is much better than Hugh. Well, yeah, the other week
he wore a robe, didn't he?
He wore a robe, yeah.
Did you like that?
I mean, I did. I don't like the association with Hefner.
But he basically runs a mansion.
He does.
With his stump.
Yeah. Oh, dear. So, yeah, like obviously we'll put a pin in that, but Krista obviously – you need to be given if you're going to get through drug addiction or, you know, any kind of reform, you need to be given opportunity to do so.
Yeah.
So, like, Felix shouldn't have been working at a building site where he had access to copper. And, like, Krista shouldn't be told there was drugs right in that room when she's in, like, a really terrible state.
Like a really, really low – apparently the drugs were just fisherman's friends.
So were those drugs the same drugs that she took to the Dalesford?
I believe so.
And it was Dalesford?
Was it?
Yes. So Aaron was looking up. So we'll come back.
Sorry.
We'll come back oh, no, we'll just talk about it. Faye's not here.
Yeah.
Kate's not here.
We're couching.
We're couching. And
this is so just like laid back.
Yeah, normally like one of those two will guide the ship.
We're just flowing with it.
We're just like in the
ocean.
Our
ship's like the Titanic.
But well, not the Titanic.
Or like Wilson. What's that one? Castaway.
Oh, are you the ball or the Tom Hanks? I don't know.
I feel like we're just hanging on the island together.
We're just a couple of palm trees. Yeah. Swaying. Krista. So, okay. So the other thing is that Aaron's not doing great.
Oh, God, no.
And he looks up on his computer and I know that Kate just would have like.
Oh, no, I remember this.
Jumped up and like been just beside herself, but I hadn't had a chance to talk to her about it. The address of the place they lived in was on the screen and it said Dalesford. We did talk about it at the time, like where are they, you know, where was it? And I think Kate or Vaya, well, both of them said like definite Dalesford vibes.
I do remember that podcast.
Yeah.
I'm obviously not Victorian, so I was just like, whatever.
Yeah, well.
But it makes me happy that they were correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's cute.
And they go there to like see what it's like. So Krista and Aaron, after they have a drink.
The boozy nights at the
But it starts out slow. They just have like one the first night.
Yeah, but that's what we all say.
Yeah.
I'll say, oh, I'm not going to drink much. And then I'm watching Neighbours in a nightclub.
Yeah. Yeah, with 30 people.
With 30 people supporting me. Like that's what it's like. Do you know what I mean?
So they go up to Dalesford and she drops her bag of drugs.
Fisherman's friends.
Very thick tablets, and I assume Fisherman's Friends are available like everywhere.
Oh, they are.
I'm sure they're from England, like to be honest.
I thought they were Australian.
I don't know, but they're not.
We're going to get like picked up on this.
They're not yummy.
No, but this is what we were saying. They're like, I said it to Kate in the Neighbours thing. It's an old person's, because I think Kate said something about it being like an old person's like mint, and I was like, yeah, it's Fisherman's Friends.
Yeah.
Because it's literally something like your grandpa takes.
Well, that and it's the kind of thing you think will definitely solve like a breath problem because it's so empowering.
So strong.
But also like it doesn't really either. So, but the
– it was so thick.
And they were in a big bag.
They weren't in like a little
– and you don't strike me as somebody who's come across too many bags, but they're not that big.
No, and like we're not saying we're druggies, but like
– I've had a past. I'm 42.
No, like, I mean, we've been to nightclubs.
Yes, and watched David die.
Well, some of us have. But no one's passing around like an extra large Ziploc bag.
It was like a sandwich one.
It's like something your mum puts in your your sandwich in. No one's handing that around in the nightclubs when I'm watching David die.
No.
No one's offering.
Little bags.
It's little bags.
Little bags. Little bags. And also like not big tablets.
No, they're tiny.
You know what? Maybe it was like ketamine because ketamine is initially a horse tranquilizer.
Maybe. That actually makes sense that it could be ket.
Yeah. Special K.
Special K for Crusoe the Druggo.
Oh, it's not quite Krista the sister, is it? Oh, she's
gone off the rails but with Azza.
But like I couldn't think of two more fun people to be like hanging out with for a night.
On drugs.
Yeah, I mean maybe like Aaron's like a widow now and Krista's also grieving. So they're not in their
No, but if they're in their prime.
Yeah.
Like if I could pick anyone from the cast to go out with, just randomly.
Obviously you'd pick Jane.
I don't know.
No?
Do you reckon she'd be down for a boogie?
Yeah.
I feel like she'd be like that mum that's like, okay. Like embarrass you on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah, but she just wouldn't.
You really don't think so?
No, I don't know. I'm imagining, I don't know.
Like Elaine from Seinfeld dancing.
Yeah.
No, see, I would go out with Aaron and Krista.
I think
maybe
you're right.
Jane on the side.
Yeah, look, you go out with Krista because she's rich.
Yeah,
yeah.
She just buy you the drinks.
She buy everything.
Yeah,
Fisherman's Friends, whatever you want.
Yeah, and Jane would be like the mum of the group.
Yeah,
like she's making sure everyone's having a good time but looking after them.
Yeah, and like maybe gets you home safe.
Yeah,
yeah, which is great. But
and
also
he's down for a gay nightclub.
And Aaron gets you in.
Oh,
because
he's Aaron.
Aaron. And, I mean, you're not going with Haz, are you?
No.
He's awful.
No.
Mac you go with.
Yes.
Mac goes out dancing, actually.
Yes.
Before she got ruined by this current boyfriend.
This current boyfriend, no. Byron.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'd go out with Byron, wouldn't you? Actually, I think you'd just go out with all of Ramsey Street at this point.
Probably not Carl.
Come on. Carl would be great. I mean, I don't know about Carl, but Alan Fletcher would be wonderful.
No, I'm sure all of them are.
Yeah.
But, like, there's just, like, no, you know what? I feel like everyone would be fine except for Haz at this stage.
Yeah. Just leave Haz at home.
Yeah. Really sorry, but I really can't stand him at the moment. So he's getting left at home.
Nicolette.
Yo.
Like, when the night that her and Aaron and David decided they were going to
have that big part and they were pouring shots. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's who you want to make decisions with.
Like, we can watch a death in the nightclub.
Nicolette could. She was a death nurse.
Yeah. She could watch that stuff with me.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. She might even get you a little baggie.
A little one.
A little one.
Little. Not,
yeah.
Not
with
a
like powder. Not big.
Not big ket drugs. Fisherman friends.
Is she going to like put them as a suppository or something? Like what
I
is she
really
going
like
to do?
What she, I struggle sometimes swallowing my iron tablet, let alone those big things.
They must be chewables.
And how many in a bag?
So much. But she's got lots of money.
Yeah,
what does it matter to her?
You don't want
to
be carrying around that much.
That's true. Wouldn't you? Yeah, you just put a couple in your bra or something.
Yeah.
If they were that big.
And not in your handbag.
Yeah.
Or your pocket. She had them in her pocket?
Yeah. Well, she must. She didn't have them secure.
Somehow.
They just fell out.
Oh, God. Krista.
Krista the sister. Or
Crusoe the Druggo.
Yep. So, look, things are going really bad. And Leo is just walking around like an...
Sorry, you just sounded like you said Cleo.
Cleo.
Leo.
Leo walking around like an idiot.
Does he even have a point at this stage?
Yeah, it's to be beautiful.
It's just to be good looking.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's okay, isn't it?
We need good looks because if you think about it, there's Byron.
There's Byron.
And then there's Leo.
And Stefan. So people like
but
me.
See, like, if I said Stefan was hot.
Yeah, I would be weird about by that.
Yeah, exactly. Or if I said, like, Dr. Carl. Oh.
See, I just feel Dr. Carl is like dad. He's just a dad vibe, you know?
Like, yeah, but, like, what's Paul to you?
Not daddy, just dad. No, Paul, daddy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Paul's like daddy.
But
Carl is like just dad.
He's dad. Yeah. Or like G-dad. I don't know. It depends on what age you are.
Toadie.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I'm glad Toadie's not around because.
Well, he's kind of not around like Leo.
Yeah.
Like they're just there at the moment.
But they both push story on without even meaning it.
No, they do. Yeah. No, I do back that.
But Leo, so basically Leo's walking around and he's telling off his dad for Krista doing too much work. And his dad's like, no, she's not doing too much. She's just back at work. Yeah. Because Chelsea keeps saying, oh, Krista's an offsite meeting. She's at so many offsite meetings. But speaking of Chelsea.
Oh, God.
She found, so she pushed the drugs and then she found her.
How bad? Also, how does she, one, know where Krista lives and two, let herself in the back door like they're best friends?
Oh. She kind of gaslights her though to act like they are friends.
But like I don't think I've seen Chelsea on the street once.
Yeah, good point. Because she – what – like – because she got together with Paul like after – he's got nothing to do with the street now.
No.
Like at all.
No.
I mean he's back there a lot. This week, but until this week, not.
No, and so that's what I mean. So when I saw her rock up at Chris's house, I was like, hello.
Yeah, but also like the back door is an interesting thing, like because I'm really uncomfortable with that. I don't understand how people can just do that.
I really had a laugh when Paul let himself into Therese's house when they were doing the photo shoot.
Yep.
And Jane goes, oh, you're not going to knock?
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, no, she said a funny line service. Like that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, she's not wrong.
No, she's not wrong. Good fan service though because
we all joke about it.
Yeah, they must think that we all think they're ridiculous for just walking
into each other. But the back door's the worst.
Yeah, I mean because they're just walking. And where is this dog?
Yes.
What, did Chelsea just walk in the gate, let the dog out?
And also like, yeah, we need some background on where the dog is.
Yeah, I think the dog's going to be in. I think I saw on Instagram the dog's going to be in next week or something.
I'm just like worried for the dog right now.
But, like, the only reason the dog's going to be in is, like, if it dies, I reckon.
Don't tell me that. We can't have, like, drugs happening, a baby's death, David's death a couple of weeks ago, and now the dog dying.
Oh.
Animal death is the worst.
Yeah. Remember when they had to take
Stop. Yeah. The Carl and Susan's dog.
Oh, no. The Audrey.
Audrey. Remember when Audrey had to get put down?
Yeah, that was – and Carl and Susan weren't together at that stage. And they
–
But and then Carl put the dead dog in the rubbish bin by accident.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about the little Kelpie.
Bossy.
Bossy. Because it looks like my dog, sort of.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. But, yeah. No. Or a little bit more like my mum's dog, which do you know my mum's dog's name's Gaz. So there's Gary the pigeon and my mum's name Gaz.
Gaz.
The dog's name Gaz. So speaking of Dr. Carl, Dad.
Yes. Not Daddy.
He is still riding a bike a lot with Mel.
I find, like, I love it because I think they're both, like, Lucinda is amazing at comedy, like, just in general. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they've put the perfect pairing together to do scenes like this.
I agree, yeah.
Because you've got someone that's really good at physical comedy, like Lucinda, and then someone that's just good to go along with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Alan, I feel like you could throw anything at him.
Yeah, it was a bit like when they had Jane and Carl doing, like, couponing.
The COVID, during COVID.
Yeah, that was good. Like, it's a bit like that.
Yes. It's like, you know, yeah, it's that good comedy that we've been missing.
We have been missing. But it is gone dark.
Oh.
Is one way to put it. So, Carl.
They're in a sticky situation.
They are. It is sticky and dark.
Dark.
And so, last pod, Carl had an accident in someone's front yard.
Yeah.
And
haven't we all?
I mean, I don't know if I have in a front yard. At least not one I didn't know. Oh, I have had a vomit once. There. Yeah, you're right.
There we go.
Yeah. And I guess that's dark, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Kate mentioned that there was a famous COVID pooer in Melbourne.
Really?
Yeah. So it was the poo jogger, I think is what it was called.
Oh.
So there was this person jogging around Melbourne. Just taking a crap sometimes.
At least it fertilizes your garden.
Yeah. I mean, it's organic.
Free fertilizer.
Yeah.
Not condoning it to anyone, but.
Yeah, it's not a bag of Fisherman's Friends, is it?
No.
Anyway, so Carl, but he didn't have like solid Fisherman Friends. It looked like he had like liquid when he did it.
Yeah.
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 That
is like a, you know, when you're busting and you've just got to get yourself home.
Yeah.
That's that.
And you're just like whimpering.
And it's like dripping.
Through the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you run. Like, you know, if you run too fast, it will happen.
Yeah. So you've got to like walk like a snow person.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a space person. But Carl is persisting with what made him crap his pants, which is the green juices.
And I'm really sorry, but like, is he lactose intolerant?
No, there's no dairy in those.
I was going to say, so. Yeah.
No, it's, what is it? It's kale. I saw it's coconut water.
Yeah, it's an all green diet. So how's he pooing his pants?
Because it's too much fiber. He's having too much fiber. A drink like that will make you go.
Oh.
But and you should stay home. You shouldn't be on a bike.
Can you imagine, like, I know it's pretty bad when you're out and about and it happens.
Hmm.
But when you're on a bike, like having the bike seat.
Oh. And men's bike seats are not very comfortable.
No. But I feel like that, like, Lycra might save it a bit.
Oh, yeah. Those Lycra things also, they have padding in the bum.
Yes. Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I've never worn one, but.
No, I've been told.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Because I went to start riding a bike and then I gave up.
Yeah, because you didn't have padding in you.
Yeah.
But yeah. And all my notes say is Carl looks like he's pooing again because they go on a ride and he, like, goes off into a little bush.
Yeah. Is that when it's just him and Mel?
Yeah.
And then he goes to Mel, oh, just ride ahead?
Yeah.
And then she gets lost because she needs the map.
And also she's like, where are you, Carl?
Like, surely it can't take you this long.
But also, like, you know when you go to, like, you do something like exercise with a friend?
Yeah.
And you're like, you get like 20 minutes in, you're like, why the fuck am I doing this?
Yeah. That's what her face looks like.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck am I on a bike?
Yeah.
And where is this dude?
Yeah. Like, he made me do this.
And he's not even here.
No. I'm riding by myself.
Like, how long? Like, it was a while.
Yeah. She's come back after a bit, I would say. Yeah. Like,
15.
And
15 minutes.
So it looks like he's the pooer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you would suspect he is because he comes out the bush unless he's got Krista's bag of drugs out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, he doesn't need to. He's got a prescription book.
I was going
to
say he can do it himself.
He doesn't need it. So, yeah, anyway, it doesn't look good. No. And I didn't see the scene, but apparently she then goes to the pub and tells Wendy.
Yes.
I don't know if this was like off scene or if I just missed it.
No.
But Mel does strike me, and I'm this kind of person also.
Yeah.
Where if I go out for a few drinks and
– videos everything?
No, if people are laughing at my jokes, I just keep going. I just keep saying them.
And you think you're a comedian?
Yeah.
You think you could do a stand-up show the next day?
Yeah. Everyone's laughing and then you get home and you're like, oh –
I've really made a fool of myself.
Or, like, I've been mean.
Yes.
Like, to.
Like, you've said some jokes and you're like,
yeah. And then you realize that the nice man that's not charging you rent at your house, you've just gone to a pub and called him pooer.
Yeah. But apparently, there's a map in Erinsborough
of all the poo.
Of all the poos. And Mel goes, a poo's just been logged where I've just been.
Oh my God. Do you remember the rat map?
Oh, during COVID?
Yeah. Were you in Melbourne at this point?
No. So there was one in Queensland. It would be like, blah, 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 do not go. There's been 5 people with COVID.
Oh, no. We had one where you could buy the rat tests.
Oh, no. We had a map of where everyone's been.
Oh, no. We probably had that too. Kate probably created it. But Kate was like – she was – like everyone had their most switched on friend.
Yeah.
That like knew stuff. Yeah. And still – I mean, it's still Kate.
I was going to say she's very clicked on.
She knows lots of things.
She just knows everything.
But there was – I can't even remember what the app was called.
How funny.
It was like Rat App. I can't remember. And Rat Radar. I don't know.
Rat Radar.
I don't know. But you would get on and it would say like there was 15 rat tests seen at this 7-Eleven and you'd bolt down there.
Well, do you remember how much they were back in the day? Like $50.
Yeah.
Do you want to know how much they are now? Like 10.
10, yeah.
$10 for a 4-pack.
But, so basically there's a poo app in Aaron's.
Yeah, there's literally a poo map.
Yeah. And
the last poo that was logged was where Mel was, which is where Carl was.
Oh, at that little shrub.
Yeah. In the bush.
I mean, it definitely looks like it's him. So we'll come back to them. But the other thing that's going on is that every time you get to Mac and Haz's house, Haz is on his effing computer.
Like a little Game Boy.
Oh, my God. And he's always like just punching it in. And it's like.
Calm down.
You know when you don't remember your password and you put it in like 100 times? It's like he's doing that.
And then you say reset password.
Yeah, and you wait for your email.
No, but then it says like, oh, you've already used this password.
And you're like, but I didn't. I tried that one.
And then you get angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a screen time password on my son's iPad this week and then forgot what it was, and I had to do this process.
Did you feel like has?
Yeah, and then I tried to like explain to everyone that I was a hacker and no one cared.
I would.
Thank you.
I want to be sometimes like when my mum needs help with Facebook.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm a tech nerd because I'm like, you just go share to friends.
Ah, and you're like, and airdrop, mum.
Yeah, airdrop.
And she's like, what magic is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't own an iPhone, but my dad does, and he does not know about airdrop, and he will never know about airdrop.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it will take forever, but it's like that. It's like magic.
But maybe when you're in Queensland, you could show. Oh, but if your mum doesn't have it, how are you going to show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I get mind blown by a fax machine.
Yeah. Do you know my first, I'm reminded on Facebook once a year.
Yeah.
That I ordered my first iPhone.
Yeah.
With a fax order.
What's that?
Like as in we used to order phones because like we used to
via fax
own
machine.
A phone shop, right? Via a fax. So you do the contract and then you'd fax it off to Optus.
Fax machines just hurt my head.
But I ordered my first iPhone.
Via fax.
And I was like, I've just ordered my first iPhone, sent the fax in.
That's.
And then never needed a fax machine ever again.
I was going to say, when it just, yeah.
And it was like video killed the radio star. Like that fax killed the fax machine. Anyway.
It was.
Sorry, Bea. But Haz is just sitting there putting the same password in.
Yeah.
Over and over again. And his little app that he's on is just like, no, that's not your password.
But isn't it 3 attempts and you're out? Isn't that normal?
Well, I think he's hacked some system to just make it boom, 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 boom.
I hate that sound.
Oh, it's so bad. But he sits there and he's just getting like angry and darker in the – like his eyes are black with anger. His pupils are just his whole eye now.
It looks like he's just Dunkett.
Yeah. He's probably had some of Krista's Fisherman's Friends.
He borrowed some.
Maybe that's episode title, Fisherman's Friends.
Yes. Fisherman's Friends.
He goes and meets up with one of his old hacker mates.
So dodge.
And by the way, Mackenzie is just walking in.
On it.
She's like, have you still not got the password? He's like, no, I don't have the password. And then she's like, I'm sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to break up.
Yep.
And he's like, no, let me get my password. And it goes on like the whole 10 days.
I do not understand how a hacker, a supposed ex-hacker, cannot remember their password or have some sort of.
Or like just have any idea what he's doing on the computer.
Yeah. Like even when you log into an Apple Mac, if you need a hint for your password, it's there.
Yeah.
It comes up.
Mine always says your usual password. It's like, thanks.
Mine came up and it just said dog. And I was like, whoa.
Which one?
Am I the dog? Is it my ex-best friend that I don't speak to anymore?
Or is it some animal I owned once that's now dead? Thanks, computer.
Thanks for the PTSD.
Yeah. But no, he's like, I'm going to hack. I think he thinks he's going to hack into something. To fix stuff.
I feel like this hacking storyline.
It has just dragged on
way too long.
Yeah.
And as someone, I'm just like, you're just a little gaming boy. Like,
yeah.
I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong. But I'm so sick of hearing about hacking. Like, mate, hackers get it done like that. They want your money. They hack it. They get it. So you need a bit more on your game.
Yeah. But speaking of money.
Yes.
Ho-Ho's getting her money back from the bank. Good for Ho-Ho.
Which I feel like does not happen in real life. But
I think what it means.
If you can prove.
Well, now.
Oh.
The fraud. Well, now it's been classed as fraud. So that means that I reckon Haz will go to prison or something.
Do you reckon little Ho-Ho will get a dream car now?
Yeah.
Not like Byron's little shitbox.
Oh, my God. How did he go out with Misha Barton and still not get a car from that? Shouldn't she have done that? Like just bought him a cool car?
Bought him a car, yeah.
But she was just having fun being a common person.
Yeah, and like we're never going to see her again.
No, God, no. Did you hear Vaya's story about how she tried to buy Misha?
Vibe?
No, buy.
She said vibe Misha and I was like, Vaya vibing Misha? What's happening here?
But she does a great American Misha.
Misha.
What's it called when you buy a celebrity a cameo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she tried to do a cameo.
Yeah.
And she tried to get all of Neighbours's money to buy a cameo.
Yeah.
And she sent a script that was like, a goodbye to Byron script.
Oh my God, stop.
And Misha wrote back and said, like, it looks like you're trying to do a business request. That's $4 billion. And Ben was like, oh, we don't.
What?
I don't have $4 billion. I can't remember how much, but it was a lot. Yeah. So I really would like to, what I would like to do, and I can't say this anymore because I can never do it, but I really would like to send Misha a request for my son and like change it, like not be Byron, like be like,
mm-hmm.
bye or something. And then, but just be like, who's a good boy? Who's a good little boy? Stop. I hear you've been a good boy. Thank you so much. And then.
And then like edit it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Stop.
Like a deep fake, I guess. James anyway, maybe we could do that. Maya knows how to edit. She's going to edit this hot mess. So
no, but you could. That would be really smart.
Yeah, it would be really good.
I'm upset that half the cast isn't on there.
Yeah.
Cameo.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I haven't had a look lately.
It's just, I think, April.
Is she still doing it?
I think so.
She did a little, like a tour over in the UK this week.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that.
Because she was there for like another trip, I think. So she.
Her like 500th.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so he meets up with this guy that he used to hack with and he brings Hacking Mate over back to his house.
He just looks like some slimy dude from the pizza store.
Well, they all look like that. Like all, to be honest, actually, like it's quite realistic.
I mean, if you do meet a gaming boy.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and Max just like, nah, I'm sick of it. I'm done. And then she finds this guy online and I'm a bit confused. What happens.
Yeah.
But she finds this guy online and he's had some bad hacking things happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's trying to help him.
Yes.
I think.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if you were so in depth with that episode, but I was very confused by it.
Mm.
And I was watching it and, yeah, she's the exact same stuff's happened to him.
Yeah.
His wife was a teacher.
Preschool
teacher.
Where you really don't want to do funny things with bananas.
No.
No.
And she left her job because she was embarrassed. Kudos to Jane for staying.
I mean, queen. I couldn't.
Do you know what? I would be like, yeah, that is me.
Yeah.
So what?
Also.
I'm 50 and fabulous and can do that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think I said if there was a video and I looked really good.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's how I look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this dude's wife was like preschool and left her job.
Maybe it was a bad video though. Like maybe it wasn't like maybe she didn't it look wasn't good.
Like
wasn't good angles.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was like with broccoli.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't with a banana. Maybe it was with like a really tiny fruit.
Yeah. Or like one that's odd shaped, you know?
Like an odd bunch.
Oh.
From Woolworths. No, but like, yeah, his hacker mates just all look like they're slimy.
Yeah. It's on brand.
Yeah. Very on brand.
And this guy.
Yes.
The one that's happened to it, he looks a bit slimy too.
Yes.
But he's a bit down and out slimy. Like he's like, you oh, things are bad. Him. Yeah. Things
really
have happened.
I felt bad for him.
And so did Mac.
Yo, she fell for it.
And then he said that he only had one friend left in the whole world.
Yeah.
And then the hackers got to that friend and sent him a video mm-hmm. of him assaulting a woman.
Yeah.
And Mac was like, this is the last straw.
Oh, yeah.
She goes home and breaks up with Haz.
See you later, slime bag.
Yeah. And also, like, they live together and that's awkward now.
You know what? That's their problem. Can she not kick him out? Who owns that house? Leo?
Yeah, Leo.
You know what, Leo? Do your work.
Yeah. Remember when Leo's baby mama died and they redid the kitchen?
Oh, they were mid redoing the kitchen?
No, I think they like did it with the insurance payout.
Oh, that's right.
From the storm or something.
Wasn't it the roof collapsed in because of all the couponing?
Is that the same story?
Or have they like, has the roof collapsed in twice?
Maybe.
Mrs. Mangles just haunting the house. Sorry.
My cat's like turned away from us.
Well, I got pre-warned when I entered CJ's house.
That my cat's mean.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like just no respect for Leo. But I think Leo owns it because he was going to sell it back to the boys and Nicolette.
Yeah, could he not say, like, to Haz, see you later?
Yeah, or, like, because his girlfriend, that's weird, because Krista's living there now. Well, she's renting off Leo?
Is she renting off him, though?
I really hope she's not paying.
Or are they, like, paying through other assets.
I don't think she is. I think she's just moved in.
I feel like she's just, you know, he's
but
just.
But it seems like no one's addressed it. She's just like, I live in the share house now. And no one said, like, has, like, that's my house.
Yeah. And has this been such an ass to her as well?
Yeah. Oh, remember when he was like, oh, babies die for a reason?
Yep.
Oh, your baby's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible man.
Yep.
Yeah, so he goes off. They're broken up.
Yeah.
Mac has a cry. Byron comes in, your boyfriend, and he's all
boyfriend.
Like, hey.
Did you hear that?
Oh, speaking of your boyfriend, he had lunch this week.
He did. Are we just going to call him my boyfriend now?
Yeah, why not? Byron. Cute. He dates younger women. Why not? Why not you?
I'm it. Sign me up.
Yeah.
No, he did go out for a bit of it. Well, he did the lunch at his mum's house.
His mum's house. But where?
And his mum wasn't there.
Yeah, and his mum is like basically your mum.
Yeah.
Like.
Stop.
In vibes. So if you married Byron, then.
Jane would be my mum.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Wonderful. I wouldn't be complaining.
No.
I'd probably be a bit freaked out by the deepfake video.
Well, I mean, would you have watched it?
No.
If you were Sadie?
No.
No.
Or maybe like. No, because I wouldn't want to know that.
No, it'd be really weird.
Weird. Yeah. Orkies.
Yeah. And
like that's her mother-in-law for say.
Yeah, but she never sees Jane. And that's funny because neither do we.
No. Where the bloody hell are you? I'm going to be Lara Bingle at the moment and be like, where the bloody hell are you?
No.
It's just not it.
It's not. It's.
It's just not the same vibe. You're in Jane's house and Jane's not there.
Yeah. There must be a reason. But. Now is as good a time as any to bring up who's back.
Oh,
so
go on, CJ.
Firstly, Carl's shitting all over town and he is.
He's got a loose pooper vowel.
He does. It's not closing.
No, it's just loose.
It's loose. And
as a doctor, I feel like he should be able to fix that. But anyways.
Yeah. Why does he not take charcoal like a normal person?
Or lactees.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Sorry. Anyways.
There's options at the pharmacy for you, Carl.
We can help you.
Yeah.
If you let us, we can help
we
you.
We could. I mean, he's just not been a girly, so he doesn't know.
No, he doesn't understand.
He doesn't understand. He's not had to wear compression clothes. He hasn't had a stupid juice diet.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
No, he doesn't know the pain and the struggle.
He's basically being like a girl in their 20s now.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's me.
Yep.
Dr. Carl is me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is he going to watch something in a nightclub now? Oh, so, but someone, people are upset about the poo in their front yards. Fine.
But like, I'm sorry, but free fertilizer, like I said.
Also, like, if Alan Fletcher needed to poo in my yard, I'd say like, okay.
Yeah, if you really need.
If you need to.
Yeah.
Did you want to come in, though? Because it's okay. The toilet's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And someone gets brown paint, and because Carl's got a billboard now, and writes, Dr. Pooper.
We don't know who, though.
We don't know who. But it is my favorite scene of the week.
Oh.
So, Paul.
Yep.
Andy Rodwell. Andy. Yep. Andrew.
Andy.
Andy.
He's also cute.
Yeah, he is. But he's Kate's, so.
Oh, sorry. I'll just take Byron. I need to just take one and go with it. I can't take them all.
He wore a tracksuit the other week and I could not wait to speak to Kate and be like, he wore, and she's like, a tracksuit.
I just wait for Byron to get his top off.
Yeah. I mean, he'd never wear a tracksuit though, would he?
No.
No. Time might come though. Never know. Look, other people were there. But Mel.
Or the people that were at the.
At the sign watching.
So Polly, Ho-Ho.
Oh, yeah, Ho-Ho. But
Ho-Ho, Mel, Andy, apparently.
And Sergeant Andy. And Paul's there.
Yeah. And Therese.
Yes, because it's her fucking sign.
Where the fuck has she been? Where have they all been?
Paul and Therese are just like, they've got like, they are doing their foreplay of business.
Oh, yeah.
All over town. There is more Therese and Paul foreplay than there is poop on Neighbours right now. Yeah. And Sergeant Rodwell.
Sergeant Paul says, Andy.
Says to him, what are you going to do about it? And he says, I'm going to make it my number two priority. I loved it. It was really good.
Oh,
and Ho-Ho's just sitting there and she's, I mean, how embarrassing. Her dad
has Dr. Pooper.
In brown.
In brown.
And he's just like, washing it off.
I just loved how he was trying to scrub it. Yeah. And it's like, it's not working, babe.
Oh. And then he goes home and he's having a chat with Mal and Susan comes through the door.
I know.
Susan is home.
She's home.
Thank goodness. And there was a lovely note on the council.
Yes.
So our amazing Alex posted about Sue's being home. And then Craig H. said, I'm fascinated by the timeline of the recent events in Susan's perspective. Hi, Susan. It's Jane. I'm sorry to call you and tell you this, but David Tanaka died. Will you be coming home for the funeral? No. Hi, Susan. It's Mackenzie. I thought you should know that Toadie and Therese broke up. I think they'd both really appreciate your support here. No. Hi, Susan. It's Paul. You know Krista? Sadly, she lost her baby and we were hoping you'd come and officiate the memorial service. No. Hi, Susan. It's Melanie. I think Carl's pooing in people's gardens. I'll be right there.
It's on brand.
It is on brand. And we can't forget that Carl lied to airport security and said that she had pooped her pants because of her MS when he had that durian.
Stop.
So, justice for Suze. And she comes home, but she has like laryngitis.
Which we think she's given to everyone.
I reckon Susan
has infected.
She has been kissing the cast.
She's infected the street.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen a few faces. Toadie.
Yeah. I mean, Toadie has been banished to America because he's a terrible person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jane, which I'm annoyed about.
Look, I think mainly it's Jane because it's a bit of a character assassination.
She really hasn't had many scenes and I'm getting a bit upset and annoyed.
Because you want to see her. We all want to see her.
She's like, if Susan's not there, you need Jane.
Yeah. And she's been there, which is I think why it's most annoying because she's there.
She carries the Harris Stone household though.
Yeah. But she's there doing her paperwork for the school.
Yeah. But then.
But like not really in the scene.
No.
Yeah. And like the lunch with Sadie.
Nothing. Not there. At his mum's house using his mum's food.
Yeah.
But mum isn't there. But then Aaron's there with Nicolette.
Yeah.
Oh, they did make a funny joke about mushrooms.
Oh, they did. And you noticed we just watched some of tonight's episode and you noticed there was a
– Oh, the close-up of Sue's cutting the mushrooms and looking at them funny.
The famous mushroom case going on in Melbourne at the moment.
There is.
Yeah. But also ripped in reverse from the headlines because Neighbours did it first.
They really did. We did. Mm. They did.
Yeah. So, yeah, so but Suze has come back with laryngitis, the character, but also like that must be real.
I feel like Jackie does.
Do you reckon Jackie just like, because she was like, she did a tour in the UK, do you reckon she's just like a big set of nights out there and like.
Partied hard,
watching David die on her phone.
just pulled a man in the nightclub.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Varga Murphys, they went camping and Dex went missing. Finally got a storyline.
I know. I feel sorry for the poor bugger.
But lasted 10 minutes and he was found.
Can he not hide better?
No. He's become mates with Byron.
I love that.
Why though? Because Dex is too young for Byron also.
No, but it's like a big brummer.
Yeah.
It's kind of cute.
What's he going to show him though?
How to woo the women.
Yeah, maybe. But also like once he woos a woman, he turns into like a fairy. And he just like dances around. I don't know what his deal is. He's very – I did hear this week that fairy porn has become popular.
Really?
Yeah, like book porn.
Oh.
But like fairy genre.
So do you think there's going to be like AIs of like Byron as a fairy?
Yeah, I could see him because you know how we did the Midsummer Night's Dream like stuff with – yeah, I could see him sort of, you know.
That was
– Oh, you liked that. That was written for you, I guess, because no one else understood.
We all did. Bridgerton, it's a thing.
Oh, well, yeah, you are. So it ends
I really
weird.
Feel bad though. Sorry for cutting that's off. Right. I really feel bad for Dex.
Because he hasn't had a storyline.
He hasn't.
Yeah, but even this storyline wasn't really about him.
I feel like he may be getting one.
Oh, he must at some point. There's because no point having him otherwise.
They said in tonight's show between him and Byron, he said, oh, Byron, I think this is probably why they're doing those two characters together. Byron was like, oh, you know, me and Nicolette had a rough relationship, but look at where we are.
Yeah, now we live next door to each other for some reason, not together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you'll end up, Dex.
You can go and live over there.
where my mum doesn't live.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, and JJ, like, he didn't go to a school meet. Like, yeah, I don't even want to talk about him.
No, he really – great actor.
Yeah, oh, Riley's fantastic.
Riley's fantastic.
Yeah.
But really –
and the mums are fantastic. Oh,
so good.
But, yeah, I just – I would – yeah. I feel really bad for him, though. Like, the Felix storyline is awful.
Oh, that's so rough. But I loved the lady.
Oh, Jules.
Yeah.
With two school. O's, not three.
But yeah.
She doesn't want to add a third because you can't be prime minister if you have three O's in your name.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
No.
So it ends with a lovely idea from Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote to Therese.
Yeah.
So he is in her face constantly.
Little
rubbing his business mind all over her face.
Yeah.
And
trying to get his stump known.
He's just injecting his stump. And then he's also emailing her.
Constantly.
Yeah, but also like just middle of the night thoughts from Paul, you know? And I noticed the email underneath his was from Amber.
Sorry?
Blander and Amber.
What?
As in the
– Amber Turner?
Yeah.
Like
had
Brad,
a baby with
– Brad and Lauren's.
Yeah, but with the child. Son that I can't remember the name of. Josh.
Clark Josh. Oh, my God. He was my last true love.
Oh, really? Well, Kate and Bay hate him.
I'm sorry.
But they call him Pastore Josh. Anyway, so – And but she just emailed, and we've talked a lot that Therese is not a very good grandma to this baby Matilda because she just like never talks about her or anything.
Oh yeah.
So that email I noticed was a broad email written to a lot of people. It said, "Hi everybody, here's Matilda's recent concert."
Right.
So not hi Nana Therese. Not
Nana Theresa?
Nana Therese. Not hi Therese even. Not none of that. Nothing. Just hi everyone.
Uh-huh.
It was opened.
Mm.
Therese had opened the email, not replied to it.
Rough.
Yep.
I thought you maybe were hinting that Amber could be returning and I was getting really excited.
I mean, she could. I don't know what like she's that. Doing. She made it big on like some American show,
yeah.
Like a Netflix show. And then Kyle proposed, but then they broke up.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, that's.
That's a bit of inside.
Off to side. But Paul emails in the middle of the night and says, "I've had an idea." And he dribbles on like a man with an idea
for a whole page.
And he says, it is amazing. I want to get middle of the night emails from him.
I've had an idea.
You should employ Suze.
I think it's great.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Because otherwise Suze not having a job seems boring to me.
It does. But also like Irene Rising, the experience. Is the perfect job for her.
I feel like she would be like absolute slay.
Yeah.
Girl boss.
And
a girl boss.
And Carl's boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that going to.
Oh, she's going to love it.
She'll love it, but he won't.
He'll hate it.
Yeah.
But also he owes her $400,000 from when he bought all that makeup.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I wonder if Ho-Ho gets a side hustle.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she could be like a maid there because she's not doing a great job with Lasseter.
I was going to say, do we see Ho-Ho do?
This week she was complaining that Chelsea wanted a room clean.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, we ends with Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Has goes to meet this chap that Mac has been dealing with and turns out he's one of the people.
Yeah.
This spoiler, if you haven't seen tonight. Oh,
spoiler.
He's been doing it all
yep.
to get back at Haz.
Is his name Wade? Wayne.
I reckon it Wade. Starts with a W.
Oh, where?
Wayne. Wade.
Wayne. Wade.
And Haz has gone and written everyone a letter. You noticed
Jane's like 2 second brief back turned. Getting the mail out.
Imagine if your main concern is that your entire school has seen you naked, like whether it's real or not, like they think they've seen you naked straddling a banana. And then the guy next door is like, "It's all my fault because I used to be a hacker." And she's like, "What? I don't really care about this. I care that my current staff
think I'm riding bananas."
Yeah. Like what?
But it was like a brief 2 seconds of – and me and CJ were like, what was that for?
We're like, why is she at the letterbox? Yeah,
and it was – that's what we saw of her.
Yeah, and then later in like 5 minutes, he's like, "I've written everyone a letter."
And then we were like,
So he has admitted to everyone everything he's done.
About bloody time.
But also, this guy doesn't care. He's well.
Doesn't give two fucks.
No.
As so us Aussies say.
He's already blended up a mash of Mac. It sounded like a mash. It sounds like when I edit the podcast and not when Vaya does. And it was like, I am Mac and I would like to take the bribes.
I know.
And then so basically he's going to bribe him to not put that out. And he's like, I know hacking. You can tell that's a hack.
And then he was like,
nobody gives a shit. No,
you can't. Because you can't even remember your own password.
It's like, go back to your computer. But get a password manager. The hacking
storyline's gone on way too long. Way, way, way too long.
Yeah, no, it's – and I reckon next week more.
Well, do you know what I'm excited about? And this is a spoiler.
Yeah.
Victor Stone.
Yeah, this week. When's he coming? Because there's been a press release, right?
Yeah, 14th of May.
Okay, that's – that's not this week.
It's next week. But not next.
It's like 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's after this package. I've just got a notification. Yeah. It's going to arrive.
But I'm excited. We've got two new faces.
Yeah. Who?
Hazza's.
Oh, Hazza's sister.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, whatever's going to happen with Haz has to climax, and I guess the sister is going to be part
and then
of
that's it.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Haz.
Yeah.
I believe Haz will be out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine he's got many friends left. So, all right. Well, citizen or citizen?
Citizen or citizen of the week?
I hate Haz.
Yeah.
Citizen.
Yeah.
For being shit to everyone.
Yeah. Haz is a citizen.
And if I'm doing it, I just do not like him. He's just been a citizen for ages.
And he's not even the one pooing in public.
No. If we're talking about a shit, like a real citizen, it'd be Carl.
Yeah, but no, because he's not. Oh, no, he admits this week that actually he was just stealing lemons and then charging Therese for them, which I
love right.
that. I love that as a story.
But why does he look like he's been shitting?
Because I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, because he did. He did shit in someone's lawn.
Yeah, see?
And he said, I dug it up.
Oh, dear. No, but I just really hate Haz. So he can get citizen.
Yeah. And I'm going to give citizen to Suze for coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also maybe like just a little one to Therese and Paul having an eat.
No, I was going to say, I feel like Paul should get a citizen.
Yeah,
just
too.
For being really supportive lately.
I know, but I reckon I've given it to him like 3 weeks in a row because Faye's not here. So I'm like, Paul. Anyway.
It'd be a bit weird. You could just keep saying Paul.
Paul, it doesn't sound normal, does it, when you say it that many times together?
Paul.
Yeah. It's been wonderful having you here. Mm. Now, another really big thing happened that we should have talked about at the start.
Oh.
But, hey, we've saved it for the end. Neighbours have been nominated for some Emmys.
Biggest news for the last, I reckon. You've saved it.
The thing that I love so much about this.
Please do tell.
Is every effing year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not every year because they weren't on during the COVID times. Yeah. But the Logies happen.
Yep.
And 1 year, Vaya and Kate and I went up there to the Gold Coast. Yep. And we were on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And I went live on the Neighbours Council. Mm-hmm. And because I just turned into a fangirl that couldn't communicate and Vaya and Kate had to do all the communicating.
Yep.
And it was the best because they actually spoke to everyone. And then we went into the media room and were media, even though we were a Neighbours podcast.
I love it.
And basically home in a
shit,
as you call it, win everything in the like categories.
It pisses me off.
It's so annoying. There was like best new actor, whoever's
home
on.
And away. Home and a shit.
And then like
best drama series, home and a shit.
Yeah.
I must admit though, Logie's from about 86. This is my like ADHD brain remembering this.
Yeah, your era.
From 1986 to about 1995, 96.
Excellent. Yep.
Neighbours dominated.
When I was in high school.
Yep. Neighbours dominated the Logies.
Yeah. Well, I was in high school.
But every time I've watched them from growing up,
yeah.
It's been home
since
in a shit.
Been alive.
Since I've been alive. I think yeah. the last Logie I remember went to Delta Goodrem.
I mean, yeah.
And as that's Nina, 2002.
Oh, really? Oh my God.
03. But the rest of them have gone to home in a shit.
And it's just, it's really annoying. But Neighbours, they're like leapfrogged
yes.
the Logies and went, I'll take an Emmy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give one up. They didn't, I don't believe they've taken an Emmy.
No.
But they've been nominated for one. Up or two.
Yes.
Yeah, because Guy Pearce has been nominated. I mean, why not?
I love
not?
You. Love him.
Dilf. Why not?
Dilf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dilf.
Like, not even.
I wouldn't even have to blink an eye.
No. God, no. No. That, and there's no age difference.
Oh, God. No, he's 20.
No, yeah. Forever.
Forever.
Mike Young. Yeah. Forever.
Forever. People are going to be like, is this just them talking about how hot everyone is?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I would like if.
We've got the generations covered.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, Dilf, tap that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he's been nominated for guest.
Yeah.
Via the phone.
Ah. Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
But I want them
I mean,
to
he literally filmed his guest role probably on Zoom.
But,
but it was, tell you what, it was wonderful.
Oh.
When they were on Zoom together, it was beautiful.
I feel like he's going to come back.
Yeah.
With the like stuff that's coming up.
Yeah, you reckon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do you – like do you have a hot – like I don't want you to give me a spoiler, but like
I don't know,
like just something you really would like to happen maybe.
I would love – because obviously if you haven't been aware,
mm-hmm.
Victor Stone is coming with yes. Jane's ex-husband.
Jane's ex-husband, yeah.
Who's gone to Cardiff and had an affair and
mm-hmm.
gone here and the castle and had affairs.
Just
– is everywhere.
Yep.
His stump must be decent as well.
Yep.
He's coming into the show.
Yeah. So soon.
I'm excited. I feel like we're going to obviously see more Jane, which I'm like, hallelujah.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see how that plays out.
Yep.
And if Mike does make a return, because I feel like he would have to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like he would be like, hang on, you're telling me your ex-husband's in your house?
Yeah.
That you've had babies with?
Oh, but he's really enjoying his motorcycle tours.
I know. It's I weird. Know.
Yeah.
Did you see there's a Twitter page about them now?
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll have to. I'm not big on Twitter, but maybe I'll tell Vaya to jump in and have a look. So you can find us on TikTok and on Instagram, Neighbours Pod. Vaya's on Instagram, CJ the Hot Mess Mum, Remude on Twitter, Kate. And Lindley, we can find you.
Well, you can find me on Instagram, just under Lindley Dale, but I also run Plain Jane Superbrain fan page.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter as Lindley Dale, and I've got a TikTok under Plain Jane Superbrain fan page.
And you're going to be in London in February.
So. I'm in London, baby.
Yeah,
oh, that sounded horrible. I'm really sorry, Brits.
Yeah, but just, I mean, send her a pound.
So just go fund me via Instagram.
Yeah, just, I mean.
The girl needs money.
You're going to get on a plane that goes from Melbourne.
To London. To see a show that is made in Melbourne.
I will never forget Jackie looking at me and going, so she said to me, so how long have you lived here? And I said, I'm from Melbourne and I came here to see you.
I can't wait
and
to see
that.
And
she looked at me like, oh, no, I've just met a crazy person. Oh, my God. And she's looking at Alan like, how do I blink to get out of this room?
Two blinks to get me out.
And yeah.
No, I'm excited. And they still haven't announced the...
No, it'll be really good.
I'm nervous.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be like...
I hope Byron's there.
Oh, my God. No, he can't go to the 40th. Maybe Mike will be there. Because, I mean, that's where he is, isn't he?
Don't even tempt me.
Yeah.
If Guy Pearce will be there.
If Guy Pearce was there...
I would actually, legitimately, if Guy Pearce and Annie were in the same room...
Yeah.
Even though I love Annie and we like and like we've met.
Yep.
And I love we've got a mutual adore.
She's your Instagram mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just you've got to respect her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. More like like an older cousin sister, maybe aunt.
Aunt.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a not older aunt, like a younger aunt. Yeah.
God, you hope she doesn't listen to this one. Older aunt.
I don't mean it like that. But I mean like she's
– But no, if they were in the same –
Like an older sister vibe.
Yeah, if they were in the same room, I think I actually would wet my pants and pass out.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be able to function if they did that.
I treated her Like, she was so insignificant. And I regret it so much because I was just, I could not cope because Stefan was there. And by the time I moved
through. So everyone was like irrelevant.
Yeah. April was there and I was really glad because she kind of did talking for me. Yes. Right?
I love that.
And she was like, this is CJ and she has a podcast. And Stefan was like, a podcast.
What is a podcast?
He's like, so I could get that on my phone.
On the fax machine.
and I was like, yeah, we're on the podcast. And he's looking at me like, you're weird, but okay. And I was just like, hello. And then by the time I got over to
you realized.
To Coos and Ryan, yeah. I was like, okay, all right then.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, Alan was my April there. So yeah. Like, we've met you. Yeah. You can be my facilitator for this conversation. And he was like, let's make a video for Vaya and Kate.
See?
And it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And
you just forgot about a few people.
Yeah. It's yeah. Okay. I was, to be honest, I was similar to Ryan.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, you're here, but do you realize that Carl and Susan are with you?
Because, see, okay. You know. So people are going to hate me for this.
Mm-hmm.
But I snubbed Madge and Harold.
No, you didn't. You were just focused on Annie.
But we were having a convo. Like,
yeah.
We were mid-convo and then I was like, oh, my God, Harold. And he's like, you're not here for us. And I was like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then they're like, you're the wrong age. And we both laughed.
No. Annie's your older sister.
She's only 30.
She's only 30.
No, all but right. If they did have Mike and Jane in the same room, I wouldn't be okay.
I mean, those people that missed out on tickets, if Mike was there. My God.
If there's people that are going but didn't get meet and greets, would be probably slashing.
Imagine if Kylie went.
Stop. No.
She wouldn't say anything, of course, but she might be there. No, she would
be like, Harold.
Hello. I mean, she's an icon. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah. We can pay her. It's fine.
It's wonderful having you.
Thank you.
Hopefully we can see you again before London, but otherwise you have a wonderful time.
Oh, I will.
Buy the girl a beer. Bye.
Bye.
I got the flu. Get your flu shots. Put Haz in the bin. That's all I got.